Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Always good to catch up with Glenn Ingram, who was back with a vengeance last week. He gave us a special and it saluted, and I'm reading between the lines that he is very confident this weekend. And what about some of the trial performances we've seen in the past 7 days? Looking forward to getting all the assessments from Glenn, who joins us. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Mark. Yeah, going really well. That horse last week, the two-year-old, was so special, I can't remember its name.
I'm trying to remember it too. It was backed off from that, though.
It was, yeah, heavily backed. So well done to the punters for getting in there.
Well, we'll remember all the names this week because there's some that we need to write down in the black book from a brilliant set of jump outs and trials. Let's go back to Flemington last week, and gee, the good horses are back here, aren't they?
They certainly are, and Heat 1 was a high-quality heat. There was a number of good runners in here. Future Force won the heat in fast time. He's ridden out to do so. And in behind him was Prezzato, having a nice little mid-prep jump out. He travelled up under a big hold. And close up behind them was Poland in third. It was a very nice return from that gallop. I think he's got a bit upside, that horse, trained by Mike Maroney. I think all three can be winning upon their return to the races. And Humidor was back, Michael. He finished towards the rear in a very quiet jump out. He was just out there to stretch his legs. So Prezzato is scripted for the Kensington on Saturday. So he'll go there and looks a good chance.
Yeah, it'd be hard to beat down his favourite straight track. And then in Heat 3, General Bo, who's a two-year-old that's got some nice form lines and has been impressive, was in action. What do you make of his return?
Yeah, I thought he was really good, Michael. General Bo, he just looked to travel beautifully on the bit there in the run with Jamie Carr in the saddle, and just went to the line untested, stuck his head out on the line. To his outside, I thought there was a nice jump out from the Godolphin unraced filly, a two-year-old called Badea. She's by Reset, and she appears very forward. When you look at her breed here, she bounced out of the gates and led them up early. She got into a good rhythm there and just finished second to her more experienced rival there in General Bo. But I think both horses can go in the black book.
Gee, Godolphin's got so many nice two-year-olds. They produced another very smart type at Caulfield yesterday in the first arcaded. Had it shown much of the jump outs?
Not really, Michael, and I think that's something the punters have to be wary of with the Godolphin horse. They don't give them too much of a test in the trials and jump outs. So, look, it can be deceiving, and they're not a big betting stable either, so you don't really get a lead from the market either, but you certainly have to respect the way their system runs, and their two-year-olds always produce on race day.
We saw last week a very smart extreme choice two-year-old win, and you found another one from the jump outs last week.
Another from the Habenegan days. Habenegan Hayes stable, Finance Choice. He's produced this stable's produced a number of promising youngsters at the jump outs in recent weeks, and this colt is a natural two-year-old. He's a good size, and although pushed along in the straight, he really responded when asked. And I thought it was a jump out worth sort of black booking towards a debut. So keep an eye on him, Finance Choice.
All right, move over to Cranbourne, and I'm keen to get your thoughts on Hal Vorson. We spoke to Robbie Griffiths a few moments ago, and he's pretty confident he's come back just as well as he was before that little injury. How did you see his jump out?
Heat 1, Hal Vorson, absolutely outstanding, Michael. You just don't see horses trial like this. Poor old Nathan Rose, I think it was, in the saddle. He'll need to correct his surgery on his wrist trying to hold this horse. He was absolutely bolting towards the line. Hopefully he's got something left in the tank for Saturday. I heard Robbie Griffiths say that he'll be set for the Lightning, obviously, next start. But the way he's jumped out, you'd have to have something on him at the price there. I think he opened up $11, and he's currently around $6, $7. I think you definitely got to have something on him each way and then follow him up in the Lightning.
So you've clearly had something on already then?
Pocket Fluff, Michael. I just had a little nibble just with my spare change. But the punters are all, they're like chips, like seagulls on a chip. It opened up and was the price disappeared very quickly.
Well, you've got very big pockets, so it would have been a lot of fluff. No doubt that has helped that firm in from $11 to $6. Another one you found from Cranbourne, Hassett.
Yeah, this is a really interesting horse. He's an unraced three-year-old by I'm Invincible, trained by Brian McGrath. And he produced the fastest heat of the win, fastest win of the morning. He scorched the turf over the last 400 metres here. He was ridden along to do so. But gee, was a good jump out, and nice big horse, and he's certainly one to follow towards his debut.
A couple from the Bussard and Young stable, and we spoke to Trent a little earlier in the week, and he was pretty happy with the way Sierra Sue performed.
Oh, yeah, he would have a big grin on his face after the way she produced a stellar return here for the Bussard and Young stable. Michael Walker was swinging off this talented mare in the latter stages to win the heat. He gave her plenty of time to balance up. You know, she left the gates well, and he just sat in behind them, and then she poked her head up through the inside there in the straight, and it was a terrific jump-out win, and she'll likely head towards some autumn riches either here or in Sydney. I think she's certainly worth following. And heat 15, Michael, I thought there was a really nice unraced three-year-old gelding by Tavistock from the same stable there called Penitentiary. Obviously exported out of New Zealand in the Andrew Campbell colours. He left the gates quickly there, just settled into a beautiful rhythm, and he won his heat ease down. So he's a nice type. I think definitely be following him also. That's Penitentiary.
And then at Werribee, we had the return of the boom two-year-old of Australia, Enthar, and she didn't let anyone down. To your trained trial and jump-out eye, what a performance, how good a performance was that?
Yeah, she's just simply breathtaking. She's obviously the most exciting two-year-old in Australia, and the Samara and Eustace filly, yeah, like you said, she lived up to the hype there. It was a stunning trial win. She bounced out of the gate, she dropped her head, relaxed on the bridle, and just never asked for an effort there. She cruised down in the straight, stopped the clock in the fastest of the six heats there in the morning, and, you know, she continues on her path towards the Blue Diamond and or Golden Slipper, and you don't see too many two-year-olds like this one. She's very, very special.
She's $3.50 for the Blue Diamond. I know that is a tight quote when we are more than a month away from the Diamond, but if she produces what she's been doing so far, she could start odds on in the Diamond. Would you be tempted to take $3.50?
Oh, if nothing pops up now, Mike, you'd think she'd nearly start twos on if you just look around. But obviously there'll be something pop up close to the race. Yeah, certainly. If you're having a multi, definitely chuck her in at the $3.50.
I know you focus on Victoria, but have you had a look at the other boom two-year-old in Sydney, Remark, Tommy Haylock? What's his raps on that two-year-old who debuts on Saturday, already into $1.65?
Yeah, I like it. Nice big horse, beautiful sort of athletic stride. Tommy's also a big fan. Tommy's very keen on it. And, look, we'll see what can produce on race day. I think the other good two-year-old there is up at the Magic Millions on Saturday. She's all class. I thought she was probably the best that I've seen from in Sydney from afar anyway.
All right, well, that's a little bit of a discussion on the aside about the two-year-olds. Where do we go for our good things this weekend? Have you got something you like today or tonight?
Oh, look, Pakenham tonight in race two, it's quite an even maiden. I thought there was a horse here. It's unraced. It's a five-year-old. It's by Dane Rich. It's called Cop That from the Mario Ferrugia stable, and it's been jumping out down at Sale, and I thought its latest jump out in particular was really, really good. I think we get a better price on the jump just with the stable and jockey combination. We might get double figures there. So have a little bit each way on that one if we can get a good price. And also in the same race, Fields of Aquata from the Gareth Andrews stable there at Pakenham, trained on the track. It's got the concussion plates first time, but it was a terrific trial in behind Savannah Cloud and Glenn Fittick recently. So I think there's two horses there we could probably play in race two.
Well, there we go. Fields of Aquata is currently around about $3.97. Cop That. But maybe wait for the tote price tonight. It may ease out a little bit. And then I get the feeling you're going to be in the Halvorsen camp on Saturday. You've already copped the good odds.
Yeah, Bullseye. I'm all over Halvorsen there, race seven, number four. Hopefully the inside of the part of the track's in good condition there because he's drawn close to the rail. But very keen on him. And also, Michael, Flemington, race nine, number three, Mystery Shot, has been jumping out really well in the Western districts out there, Camperdown and Terang. So that horse has got a good base of fitness, obviously coming off a short spell. But if he handles the straight track, I think Mystery Shot will be winning the last.
All right, we like that. That's a good price in the last as well. Now, you're taking a well-earned week off, are you, next week, are you, Glenn?
I am, yeah. Unfortunately, you'll have to get rich without me, and I'll be back on the 25th.
Beautiful. What are you doing?
Camping down at Wilkins Promontory.
Really?
Yeah, taking the family down there.
Big chalet down there.
Yeah, not likely, Michael. Probably an upmarket tent.
Well, enjoy it. Tommy Haylock will take your place next week. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Glenn.
Thanks, Michael. Good luck.